Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8, verse 1. Today, my friends, no matter what people falsely say and do, remember that Jesus loves you. And if you have accepted him as Savior and Lord, you no longer have condemnation. Just think about it. The Lord is on your side because you let Christ inside. When we believers follow Jesus, goodness and mercy follow us forever. Yes, forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We can remember that when under false attack, we can remember this faith fact. Take God's word for it from Psalm 23:6, which is, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Why don't we all say it aloud together today? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the truth, folks, and you can always take God's word for it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can know that when we know Jesus is Savior and Lord, we are free from condemnation. We are delivered, and we are in your family, Lord God. We are so thankful that we don't have to worry about your condemnation when we are in Christ. And Lord, I just thank you so much that unlike some people, or really all people, you are always perfect. So we don't have to look at people, we just have to look at you, Lord Jesus, and know that you'll never change, that you love us the same, that you are with us and in us. So, Lord, we just cast our cares upon you. We thank you that we can rely on you. We thank you that you are willing to listen to us. And Lord, I just pray for all those listening that you would draw them close to yourself. We pray for all praying pals' prayer requests. We pray for our country. We pray for our veterans, our servicemen and women. We pray for our community that you would please use us to share you in everyday life and to enjoy you in everyday life. Lord, I also pray with those who have been wanting to know you and wanting you as Savior and Lord. And so I pray with them right now, Lord Jesus, please be my Savior and Lord. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. I turn from doing things my way and the world's way. And I turn to you and ask that you rule my life. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins and free me from condemnation for my many sins, and help me to follow you all the days of my life. And Lord, I also pray with those who already know you and who are facing challenges. Help them, Lord, to sense your presence today and this week. Draw them close to yourself. Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit. Fill me afresh, and use us, Lord, to bring people to you. We thank you so much that you grant us your joy, your peace, your love. We are so grateful, and we just bless your name together. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I suggest that you and I consider just trying to thank the Lord as often as possible this week for all kinds of things, including the fact that he is willing to listen to us and that we are free from condemnation when we are in Christ. That is something to celebrate every day. Amen? Well, I hope you have a very blessed week, and you can send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And you can always remember the scripture that I really focused on today from Psalm 23, which most of us know. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Notice the word all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, focusing on that is a great way to start the week. So enjoy church, enjoy Jesus every day, and remember that Jesus still loves you and wants to carry you through, and you will be victorious in Christ.